Section 1 of Four Great Americans, Washington, Franklin, Webster, Lincoln, by James Baldwin. The Story of George Washington. Chapter 1. When Washington was a boy. When George Washington was a boy, there was no United States. The land was here, just as it is now, stretching from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific, but nearly all of it was wild and unknown. Between the Atlantic Ocean and the Allegheny Mountains, there were 13 colonies, or great settlements. The most of the people who lived in these colonies were English people, or the children of English people, and so the King of England made their laws and appointed their governors. The newest of the colonies was Georgia, which was settled the year after George Washington was born. The oldest colony was Virginia, which had been settled 125 years. It was also the richest colony, and more people were living in it than in any other. There were only two or three towns in Virginia at that time, and they were quite small. Most of the people lived on farms or on big plantations, where they raised whatever they needed to eat. They also raised tobacco, which they sent to England to be sold. The farms or plantations were often far apart, with stretches of thick woods between them. Nearly every one was close to a river or some other large body of water, for there are many rivers in Virginia. There were no roads, such as we have nowadays, but only paths through the woods. When people wanted to travel from place to place, they had to go on foot, or on horseback, or in small boats. A few of the rich men who lived on the big plantations had coaches, and now and then they would drive out in grand style behind four or six horses, with a fine array of servants and outriders following them. But they could not drive far where there were no roads, and we can hardly understand how they got any pleasure out of it. Nearly all the work on the plantations was done by slaves. Ships had been bringing negroes from Africa for more than 100 years, and now nearly half the people in Virginia were black. Very often, also, poor white men from England were sold as slaves for a few years in order to pay for their passage across the ocean. When their freedom was given to them, they continued to work at whatever they could find to do, or they cleared small farms in the woods for themselves, or went farther to the west and became woodsmen and hunters. There was but very little money in Virginia at the time, and indeed there was not much use for it. For what could be done with money, where there were no shops worth speaking of, and no stores, and nothing to buy? The common people raised flax and wool, and wove their own cloth, and they made their own tools and furniture. The rich people did the same, but for their better or finer goods they sent to England. For you must know that in all this country there were no great mills for spinning and weaving as there are now. There were no factories of any kind. There were no foundries where iron could be melted and shaped into all kinds of useful and beautiful things. When George Washington was a boy, the world was not much like it is now. End of Section 1. Section 2. Washington, Chapter 2 of Four Great Americans by James Baldwin. His Homes. George Washington's father owned a large plantation on the western shore of the Potomac River. George's great-grandfather, John Washington, had settled upon it nearly 80 years before, and there the family had dwelt ever since. This plantation was in Westmoreland County, not quite 40 miles above the place where the Potomac flows into Chesapeake Bay. By looking at your map of Virginia, you will see that the river is very broad there. On one side of the plantation, and flowing through it, there was a creek called Bridges Creek, and for this reason the place was known as the Bridges Creek Plantation. It was here, on the 22nd of February, 1732, that George Washington was born. Although his father was a rich man, the house in which he lived was neither very large nor very fine. At least it would not be thought so now. It was a square wooden building, with four rooms on the ground floor and an attic above. The eaves were low, and the roof was long and sloping. At each end of the house there was a huge chimney, and inside were big fireplaces, one for the kitchen and one for the great room, where visitors were received. But George did not live long in this house. When he was about 3 years old, his father removed to another plantation which he owned, near Hunting Creek, several miles.